Back to a full schedule today as Saints camp at the Greenbrier continues. Hi again, everybody. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Welcome into the afternoon wrap. Back to it this morning with the full pad practice, John, at 8:50 a.m. Eastern time. A bit warmer today, and while it said 61 degrees at the start of practice, as soon as the fog burned off, it shot up quickly on the temperature scale there.
Yeah, this might have been a little bit more reminiscent of home for the players, and this actually gave these guys an opportunity to lose some weight. We know defensive end Akeem Hicks says something about being able to find dropped some pounds here during these warm workouts. They're accustomed to that in Louisiana. Hadn't been able to get that here, though.
No doubt. And Sean Payton keeps the foot on the gas pedal right now. The intensity of practice at times has been as high as it's been over the last couple of days. There was still plenty of contact today. And certainly, I didn't know what to expect or how Coach Payton would treat things as we got into Tuesday and Wednesday here of the first preseason week.
Yeah, he said pretty much they won't get into the St. Louis preparations until Wednesday. This is still really more about the Saints learning about the Saints installing their offense and defense, keeping that intensity level up, but working on themselves.
The knee-jerk reaction here, or at least the instinct, would be that you'd want to hit somebody else other than black and gold at this point during camp. Coach Payton did point out after practice today how crucial it is to stay in the moment and stay focused on the day at hand, not necessarily what's to come on Friday night.
I think you always get to a point in training camp where you're ready for a different look, ready for different players. But again, I think the important thing for us is we still have another practice walkthrough tonight and another walkthrough tomorrow that's really, you know, Saints on Saints. And then we kind of shift our gears Thursday.
Are you happy with their focus out here today?
So far, it was a little sporadic at times. Some of the periods got sloppy, but overall, it's been solid.
All right, John, as we look at the highlight pack from today's practice, let's talk about some of the things that stood out, at least to you.
I think defensively, the Saints are coming on really well. Offensively, you know, they kind of ruled the day the first week or so, but the defense has really picked up here lately. You like to see the full contact, obviously. You like to see some of the play of the defensive backs, but I think these guys are kind of warming to the task here.
No doubt. With Drew Brees still sidelined, that means a lot of reps right now for Luke McCown, Ryan Griffin, and Mr. Kilgore. We also saw some flip-flopping along the offensive line today as some guys are showing versatility, whether they're playing at the center or the guard position, and they're examining how deep they truly are and how versatile some of those guys might be. John, let's go back to the defense. Rob Ryan said after practice today that he feels like his team, or his unit rather, is atoning much better than they did, say, than earlier in camp.
You know, we got our butts handed to us the first week of training camp, and you know, we know that. We're not hiding that. I think we've had two good days in a row. You know, the biggest thing is getting your run fits. That always takes a little bit of time, and once you get that down, you'll be better. And I think that's a work in progress. We got to be better in that, and we will.
John, I also want to point out two defensive backs that have kind of started to turn some heads again. Number one is Corey White. The other is Keenan Lewis right now.
Well, Corey White's a guy they like who plays inside on the nickel package now. He ended up having to play outside some last year when Jabari Greer had a season-ending injury, so he started maybe the last six games and the two playoff games. But they really like his presence as an inside cornerback.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, after practice today, defensive coordinator Rob Ryan commented on both of those defensive backs.
Well, I think Corey, you know, we really like him. We love him as an inside corner, but he's done some good things outside as well. So we're excited about him. He started for us down the stretch and did a really good job in those games. And we know he's an ascending player and he's going to be really good. Yeah, I mean, I think we all know that cover the team. You guys know, he should have been that last year. I don't know who made it, but man, that guy must have been really good if he beat him out. But Keenan's outstanding. I mean, he's one of the top corners in football without a doubt. And we know that, and every team that prepares for us knows that.
It's interesting hearing Rob Ryan talk about the nickname that I think that Coach Ryan gave Keenan Lewis, and that's West Bank. And West Bank has been steady here so far.
Well, he's a guy who's really, they thought he should have been in the Pro Bowl last year, and he probably should have. A guy who's moved from right corner to left corner this year, really comfortable at the left corner just as well as the right corner. He's played both positions in his NFL career, and he had no problem flip-flopping sides.
All right, we should point out Brandon Cooks again today, only because he speaks after practice today, and only because he continues to just do what he's been doing during camp so far. The first-round pick of the New Orleans Saints spoke to the media for just the second time today. One thing that he did point out was his play in the scrimmage, and he said while things went well in running routes and catching the football, John, there was still a few other things to work on.
Yeah, he seemed a lot less impressed by what he did than we were.
Yeah.
So he's a guy who has the humility factor working in his favor.
Blinding speed is certainly a part of his game. It's a strength that Cook says he's playing upon right now. And while he has that speed and it matches the NFL, I guess, level, there are some different things that he's still struggling with or trying to make that adjustment to that go beyond just the speed of the game as you and I see it on the television or in person.
Well, it's one of those things. I got to use my strengths to my advantage, and that's my speed. So as far as the speed of the game, it's not that much different to me, but how smart people is, that's the different part from college into the NFL, and that's where you got to work on your game at.
All right, John, we'll wrap up on this Tuesday with any other news and notes that you might have from today's practice.
Well, specifically, Drew Brees, again, did not work out, so that means more reps for the backup quarterbacks, Ryan Griffin and Luke McCown. Also, again, Kenny Stills begins practice in pads, winds up in shorts and no pads, so we'll have to continue to monitor his situation. We see Ben Grubbs working out. He looks like he's getting back closer to a return, as well as John Jenkins, the defensive tackle who has not practiced this entire training camp.
All right, all good news. A walkthrough later today at 4:30 Eastern time on the lower field. That's the field turf surface, and truly just a walkthrough. And then back to the full schedule again tomorrow as we'll meet the midway point before we start to talk about St. Louis on Friday night. One final note before we go. I know many of you may have seen some reports about Saints owner Mr. Tom Benson today. There were reports that he was taken to the hospital about halfway through practice. Vice President of Communications Greg Bensel reports that Mr. Benson is doing very well, had some altitude-related issues, which is not a surprise for a man of his age, a little difficulty breathing. He's doing just fine. As a matter of fact, I just saw Mr. Benson about 30 minutes ago. He is back on campus and doing much better. We're very happy to report that. All right, so that'll do it for this Tuesday. Lots of sunshine still ahead of us, and the forecast looks the same for tomorrow. Don't forget to keep your Saints mobile app up and your desktop at NewOrleansSaints.com for ongoing coverage here from the Greenbrier as Saints training camp continues here in West Virginia.